of promotion by those who are selling. Also, I would point out that the Institute of Medicine and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists strongly suggest that all physicians do provide their patients with standardized information on this subject.
I guess I'll accept that at face value. I must say I have some doubt that this pamphlet is really going to be perceived as being neutral. You know, the pamphlet's going to say your options regarding cord blood storage, and it's going to say, much like this analysis says, that that's going to give you information regarding options of umbilical cord blood banking. Cord blood is a potential source of stem cells which can be used to treat various genetic immune and blood disorders and certain cancers, maybe. And what it's not going to say emphatically is maybe, and what your argument is that it's still more balanced than what they're getting now. But I'm going to support this bill, but frankly, I think, and I may not support it on the floor, however, I think that having the doctor give them this pamphlet is going to be a sort of tacit endorsement by the doctor, and you're not really getting what you want, which is a unbiased presentation, even though Department of Managed Health will have written the pamphlet. I mean, one last comment, and we'll take a vote.
As Ms. Newhart mentioned ACOG policy, I thought I wanted to clarify. ACOG policy is the standard of care, is that a discussion occur, not that written information is given. That's where our concern lies, is that we don't know what that written information will say, and we need the flexibility to stay current according to what the latest technology is.
All right. Has this bill been moved? Did you move this bill, Ms. Acker? Okay, moved by. I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson.
What happens to the doctor if he doesn't do it? What does the bill say?
Or what if the doctor says, I don't think you should do this?
That's certainly his option, but currently cord blood transplants are being conducted successfully. It's not a future
thing. Yeah, but this isn't about
that.
This is about the information.
Right now, the requirement in the bill, the sanction in the bill, is the same as the requirement in state law that we've had for 20 years for physicians to hand out DHS-developed information on prenatal testing concerning genetic diseases. And DHS and the medical board report that there hasn't been a single sanction.
One last extremely brief comment.
Actually, the prenatal testing that Ms. Thoreau is referencing is an exact reason why we oppose this sort of mandate, is the AFP testing that's in law right now is outdated. So physicians have to say, the state-offered testing is this. It's the triple AFP testing, where really the standard of care is the quad testing.
All right. Senator Romero has moved the bill. Secretary, call the roll.
Murray?
Aye.
Murray, aye. Onestad?
No.
Onestad, no. Alarcon?
Aye.
Alarcon, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Ashburn? Ashburn,
so
no. Batten?
Aye.
Batten, aye. Dutton?
No.
Dutton, no. Escutia? Flores?
Aye.
Flores, aye. Ortiz?
Aye.
Ortiz, aye. Pachigian?
No.
Pachigian, no. Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye. Trolixson?
Aye.
Trolixson, aye.
8-4, that bill is out.
Thank
Senator
you.
Dunn is having staff present a bill which is a suspense item. Well, that would. Do you have witnesses for this?
No, sir. We waive presentation.
Oh, okay. Ms. Senator Dunn has graciously waived presentation. Anybody care to be heard on this bill? Finance.
No.
Nope.
File.
Without objection, that bill is moved to suspense. We have two vote onlys, but neither one of those members actually expressed an interest in having them voted on today, and so having not heard from them, I don't want to disadvantage them. So unless Senator Anastad objects, we'll just put them over until the next hearing if they want to have them voted on. All right. So, okay, both of those will be put over, and then we have two calls. First one, Senator Bowens, SB 1508. Secretary, call the absentees.
Batten?
Aye.
Batten, aye. Dutton? Dutton,
aye.
Escutia? Flores?
Aye.
Flores, aye. Pachigian?
9-2, that bill's out. And last bill, SB 1453, Ms. Spear.
Flores?
Aye.
Flores, aye. Ortiz?
Aye.
Ortiz, aye. 7-5.
7-5, that bill's out. We're adjourned. We're anticipating. Oh, I'm sorry. You do want your bill voted on. Okay. For a vote only, Mr. Lowenthal is going to make an inordinately brief presentation on SB 1578, which prohibits the tethering of a dog to a stationary object. Bill's been moved by Senator Romero. Secretary, call the roll.
Murray. Murray. Onestad?
No.
Onestad, no. Alarcon? Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Ashburn? Batten? Dutton?
You said it's fine with him if you voted.
Dutton, aye. Escutia? Flores? Ortiz?
Aye.
Ortiz, aye. Pachigian? Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye. Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. 5-1.
6-1.
6-1. Flores, he's aye, so it's 7-1.
7-2.
Seven. Who's the other? Who's
that
the
bill
other?
Is out.
Woof woof.
You're no.
Yeah. All right then. Ms. Keogh has indicated she also wants a vote. Sorry, folks. SB 1360 on easements on the internet. The bill is being moved by Senator Torlakson. Secretary, call the roll.
Murray?
Aye.
Murray, aye. Onestad?
Okay.
Onestad, no. Alarcon?
Aye.
Alarcon, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Ashburn?
No.
Ashburn, no. Batten?
No.
Batten, no. Dutton? Escutia, Flores? Ortiz?
Aye.
Ortiz, aye. Pachigian?
No.
Pachigian, no. Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye. Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. 2-3-4. 6-4.
6-4.
Yes.
Is Mr. Flores, did he leave the room? Put that back on call
Dutton,
for
no?
a moment.
Okay. Dutton, no.
Yeah, we're done. I just got to get Flores on this last bill.
Hey, Bob. Lowenthal, who was the second? No, I didn't hear that.
Ashburn.
Oh, Ashburn?
Ashburn, you voted no on the Lowenthal bill. Did you add on no?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Whatever this is, it works good for me.
Did we find four here before?
Need to get a
file. All right, why don't you guys combine, come up and add on to whatever.
Yeah, no.
I need to get this file on the sample. Could you go get a file on this?
Now, what did you just say about
Senator Kehoe's bill?
Flores, Flores aye. 7-5.
7-5, that bill is out. Appropriations is adjourned.